fun, I would have done it first. I hear. It makes a lot of sense, and everybody should always. Right. It's a hard thing to organize from a pragmatic standpoint, but conceptually, it's a very good idea. It happens to be my view, as we'll see today, that the grandparent-grandchild relationship is a very special one in the halacha, and it's not the same as a parent-child relationship, certainly not according to the Ramban. One can have this discussion from a Shas perspective, which we're not going to do so much, but there's an entire question, which is based on a Raman, Shulchan Aruch. The fact is the din doesn't appear in the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama has it of Chayav Adam L'Chabedes Aviv Yoser Me Avi Aviv, that there is a din of kavod to your grandfather, but it's eclipsed by the din of kavod to one's parent, or let's say one's father. And that's an entire discussion, based on a Rashi, actually, in Parshas Vayigash, where Rashi talks about Vayizbach Zvachim Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak, that when Yaakov was going down to Mitzrayim, he offered Korbanos named his father. So Rashi says, Mikan Shechayav Adam Bichvod Aviv Yoser Mibichvod Zekeno. The question is, can anybody, challenge that? It's like a Rashi ala Torah. So some of Sekelim and the Shulchan Aruch are pretty, apoplectic about the dissenting view. The dissenting view happens to be the view of the Ma'arik. He says, the din of Bnei Banim Harem Kivanim is a very limited din. It's a din in Piri of Arivya, and it's really not a din that, expands the scope of the din of Kavod Min HaTorah. And the Bach, wrote this, he was, really scandalized by this idea, how in the world could you say that there isn't a chiyuv to show kavod to your grandparents over and above just any person, who's reached a certain stage in life? I'm not saying that anybody here meets these criteria, but, there's a general perspective of, mipnei seva takum ba'adar t'pnei zaken, that we respect life experience. We really do. Experience is critical. And certainly when it comes to your grandparents, it should really transcend that. And the Bach's punchline, which is a great point of departure for our shiur, is he says he thinks that it's really a scandal that anybody could, repudiate the din of kibbutz zakenim, because after all, there's a halacha that a grandparent has a chiyuv to teach grandchildren Torah. So how could it be that a grandparent has a chiyuv to teach grandchildren Torah, and that, reciprocally, the grandchild doesn't have a unique din of showing a little bit of respect to his grandparents? He's really outraged by it, and let's say I share some of that righteous indignation. Howie?
We're used to the one-way deal.
All right. Okay, so I'll try to be sensitive to that if there's some, scarring that's going on,
Not to take it too far off, but isn't there the fact that the father is higher than the covenant to his father?
Right. Yeah, right. So, David, you're raising a very important point, is that at minimum you would think you could, get in through the back door and say that it's an extension of, kavod to your father, because obviously, he would be makbid on that kind of thing. You're absolutely right. The question is there an independent, obligation? So that's, I think the Bach is really a great point of departure. It's one of my favorite topics, is a grandparent-grandchild relationship. I was so fortunate to have had extremely, meaningful, once, with, as these things happen, we're so fortunate to have one that remains, but, the memories, continue to be very, very, very sustaining. I don't take that for granted. My father, obviously, his generation, he never met his father's parents, and most of the people that he grew up with didn't have grandparents. I'm from that generation where grandparents were there in many cases, and it's not an entitlement to have grandparents. We were very conscious of that growing up, that was part of the legacy of the Shoah for us. And so, you know, it's a special zechus in both directions, Howie, I would say. You know, sometimes I'm sure if we've all failed to convey that, it's not a reflection of the reality. So what I want to try to do, now that we've covered, you know, great to see you, Lenny. So now that we've covered this in like a little bit of a Shas perspective, is really to drill down on the Bach's supposition that there is a special chiyuv that grandparents have to grandchildren in terms of, you know, Talmud Torah, and that's the basis of the din of Kibud Zakenim, and how this expresses itself, you know, uniquely at Leil HaSeder. Okay, so the psukim that we start with are the psukim in the Torah that most frontally address the issue, not so much of Yigad to Levincha, but in a multi-generational storytelling. Raki Shamar Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Meod Pentishkach Es Hadvarim Asher Roei Nechof En Yesur Mavavcha Kol Yimei Chayecha V'Hodatam Levanecha V'Livnei Vanecha Yom Asher Amata Lifnei Adonai Elohecha B'Chorev Be'amor Adonai Elai Hakeli Es Ha'am V'Hashmim Es Devarai Asher Yilmedun Liroosi Kol Yamim Asherim Chayim Al Hadama V'Es B'Neihem Yilamidun. So simply put, it seems like the context here is what of Maimad Har Sinai. And there's some kind of an obligation, both the Losa say, maybe, the Ramban certainly thought so, you know, not to forget Maimad Har Sinai, indeed, maybe even a corresponding mitzvah saseh to try to convey what it was that you saw, what it was that you experienced, to not only children, but to grandchildren as well. V'odatam levanecha, v'livnei vanecha, yom asher amat, v'livnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. Okay, so we'll use this as our nikudat p'ticha, as our point of departure. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, again, like I said, this is a Kiddushin topic, so it wasn't just, you know, in light of Yantif, but we're keeping a little bit of integrity here to the Masechta. So at Heichan Chayavadim Alamid is Bino Torah. So within the section that we've been dealing with, the Mitzvah Sabein Al-Av, some of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, there's a din in the name of Shmuel, Kigon Zevulun Ben Dan. So this is a person by the name of Zevulun Ben Dan. This is the only time that we meet him. But if you're going to appear once, this is a memorable appearance, to be sure, in the Bavli. Shalimdo Avi Aviv, he was taught by his grandfather. Okay, not his father, interestingly. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. Did a very good job. He's pretty thorough about it. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados. You know, all the Chadre HaTorah. So, you know, it's a little bit of a strange answer to the question of Adheichan Chayavadam Lamed Es Bino Torah, because we're talking about a grandfather. That doesn't seem to address the point of inquiry. So Meisve, so the Gemara asks, Limdo Mikra Im Lamdo Mishnah, Yamarava Mikrazo Torah, you know, that you don't have to go quite as far, you know, as Zevulun Ben Dan, you know, was privileged to have, not from his father, but from his grandfather, you know, you only really need to accomplish Mikra. That's like the, you know, baseline. So the Gemara says, okay, Kizvulun Ben Dan, Velo Kizvulun Ben Dan. Zevulun Ben Dan is a good paradigm, maybe in one sense of the term, but not in both, not in all sense of the term. Kizvulun Ben Dan, Shalimdo Avi Aviv. That part, interestingly, even though, you know, it wasn't the Gemara's initial assumption, that part apparently is lehalacha, Velo Kizvulun Ben Dan, Tilu Hasam, because that grandfather, wow, he was really, you know, incredibly rigorous. Hasam, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Agados, V'ilu hacha mikra levad, right there, you know, he went well above and beyond. But what's really required, mitzvah sabein ala'av, is only mikra. So the Gemara says, but is it really so that one has a chiyuv with respect to Talmud Torah, in terms of ben beno, v'avi aviv, v'mimechayiv, v'atanya v'limatim osam es b'neichem, v'lo b'nei b'neichem, that the chiyuv actually only applies to your children, not to your grandchildren. So what is Gemara saying? What do I do with the psukim that we started with? Now again, if it were me, I would just say, the simple pshat would be, well, that's not talking about Limud HaTorah, that's talking about, you know, Maimed Har Sinai, right? It's a very specific thing that you have to convey. It has nothing to do with Din Klali in terms of Limud HaTorah. So Mani Mekayim V'odatim Nechli V'necha, Lomer lecha shekol melamed es bino Torah malav akasov kilo limdo lo livno livan bino adsov kol adoros. So the Gemara says like a beautiful drasha, which, you know, even if we're going to go in a slightly different direction here based on the maskana of the Gemara, you could really appreciate that what the Gemara is saying is that, you know, if you take care of your, you know, progeny or your children, So then you did your job, and you know, we consider as if that you propagated the Masorah forward in all generations. Because, you know, if we think about the Masorah, it's an image that we often appeal to, and I uniquely really like appealing to it as, you know, links in a chain, right? So, as everybody knows, the chain is only as strong as the weakest link. So if you take care of your link, your generation, so then, you know, you made an inimitable contribution to the, you know, chain overall, and you did your job. So Ve'odat L'vanecha L'vnei V'anecha is, you know, a little bit of a hyperbole, but it's a reflection of the fact that you did yours. You took care of your children, and Malalov Ki'ilu, you know, Ad Sov Kol Hadoros. Okay, so the Gemara says, Huda Amar Ki Aitana, T'tan Yivlimat Mosam Es B'neichem, Ein Li'el B'neichem, B'nei B'neichem Minayin, Talmud Lomar Ve'odat L'vanecha L'vnei V'anecha, Im Ken Ma Talmud Lomar B'neichem, B'neichem V'lo B'noseichem. Let's get to the question in a second. So, again, the Gemara says that this is actually subject to a machlokas. Apparently, our Gemara, the Zvulun ben Dan Gemara, establishes that Vodat L'Venecha L'Venei V'Venecha can be understood, despite the context clearly being one of Maimed Har Sinai, but as a matter of fact, it can be understood as establishing an obligation not just to tell the story of Maimed Har Sinai, you know, Yom Asher Amat L'Ifnei Hashem Elkecha B'Chorev, but in a more generic sense, that there's actually a chiyuv, there's a din, the oraisa, of limud haTorah, not just to banim, right? That's limud tamosam as b'neichem, but ve'odat l'vanecha l'vnei v'anecha expands the scope of that din, the oraisa, and no less an authority than Rambam paskin this lehalacha. He took this Gemara, he paskined this daya in the Gemara. You see, he front-loaded in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's very prominent. You can't miss it, we'll be there in just a moment. So, you know, there actually is a din, and this was, as I said, in the name of the Bach, he believed this, and he said, well, you know, if there's a chiyuv to teach the B'nai Banim Torah, you're mechuyuv. It's an interesting question in terms of, you know, the father versus the grandfather, and we'll get there, like, how do we bifurcate between, you know, those responsibilities? But if that's really, you know, the way that we paskin, the Bach was scandalized. How could the Maharik or anybody else think that then, you know, a grandchild doesn't have a unique din over and above mitnei seva taklum medar tnei zaken. Of course, you have to show, you know, kavod to somebody who's mechuyav to teach you Torah. You know, like your father, like your Rebbe. So your grandfather, you know, is part of that, you know, constellation of halachic personalities. So it should be like an obvious thing. That's the Bach's argument. And it's based on his Gemara and Kiddushin, as they say, you know, daf lamed. Okay, so before we get to the Rambam, and actually before we get to the Mishnah Avos, Jackie, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to tie this machlokas maybe to the same machlokas we have with Pur Avu. Because Pur Avu, there's one shita that says it's only if you have a child, and the other, and there's another shita that says you only yotze after you have the grandchildren.
Mm. Oh, so
the same thing over here is. It's the same line of thought over here.
Okay, so just to be, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just to be, you know, for the sake of precision here. So it's not exactly the case, right? So when the Gemara says Bnei Vanim Areim Kevanim, this is Yivamo Samach Gimel. This is what Jackie's alluding to, just to bring everybody onto the same page. The Gemara says that Bnei Vanim Areim Kevanim. That's Lahashlim. This is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What Lahashlim means. So, according to Rashi, it's a very remarkable expansion, I would say, very quickly. So Rashi says, let's say a person had only like a ben or a bas. So that's what the biologists called the F1. But in the F2, in the next generation down, if that ben had a bas or that bas had a ben, so Rashi's shita is that, in fact, that is a kiyum doraisa of Piri Virivya. The Rambam disagrees with that. He says, no, that's not what the Gemara means by lahashlim. What the Gemara rather means in that situation is that if a person had a ben and a bas, and then, you know, shelo neida, something tragic happens to them, but that ben and bas produced a ben and bas of their own, and it actually has to come from a ben and a bas, so let's say either the ben had a ben, or the ben had a bas, or the bas had a bas, or the bas had a ben. It works in every direction. The Rambam's, you know, flexible in that regard. And he says that's what we mean when we say lahashlim, that the F2, you know, can replace the F1. But nobody actually thinks that, you know, that you're not yotze until you have that next generation. You can lose, period of your rebbe, sadly. You never have it, you know, so to speak, locked up, you know, but So it's a little bit different. Okay, so yeah.
I'm just not sure I understand. He seems to link the people of QAA to Talmud Torah. Where's that link? I mean, where's the source of that link? That one was dependent on the other.
Yeah, so the Bachzor says that Misvara. He just says it's to him. He's saying conceptually that a person who has such a deep commitment to you, lehalacha, conceptually, that a person who's mechuyav to, you know, be moser nefesh, to teach you Torah, you shouldn't have to show him respect. In other words, it's not an expression of, like, you know, so much, you know, what happens in the practical vein, but the Bach is saying, how can you argue that in concept there isn't, you know, an obligation?
Based on logic.
Yeah, that's like, you know, how he was alluding to before. A relationship should be reciprocal. In practice and also, you know, in principle. Yeah, okay, so there is a Mishnah in Avos that I want to put into the discussion.
There's a wide concept to this in legacy, that you're not deemed to have left the legacy in this world until you have an abundance, that's until you have grandchildren, and that makes your name eternal.
Right, so, you know, that's an important idea. And so, you know, of course, you know, the flip side of that equation would be like, you know, if grandchildren, you know, teres akenim bnei vanim, so then there should be, you know, there should be a reciprocal expression of that, of a din, you know, of kavod. There actually is. We don't accept this, but the Agos Maimonios actually discussed it in Hilchos Avel, whether it should be a chiyuv for grandchildren to sit shiva for their grandparents, right? Tachas avusecha yuvanecha. So that already is a very, that shita itself is, you know, a collector's item on this topic. Okay, so there's a Mishnah Avos which will seem, for the moment, a little bit extraneous, but we'll see what the very important connection is in due course. So, you know, darshaning these psukim. So Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yana, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kol HaShokheach, Tav Rechad, V'mishnah, So Ma'alav HaKasov, Ki'ilu Mischayev, V'nafsho. So this is the Mishnah that put the fear of the Lord into, you know, everybody except for, you know, Chacham Ovadia Yosef. But, you know, any of us who have ever forgotten anything over the course of our lives, you know, so Ma'alav HaKasov, you know, Ki'ilu Mischayev, V'nafsho is like pretty strong terms. Shenema, Raki Shamer L'chav, Shemar Nafsh Chamod, Pentishkach, Esadvarim, Asher Roei Necha. So here we're not understanding it to be like Mamed Har Sinai, you know, the sound and lights, the kolos of Rakim, you know, and all of that. We're understanding it to mean the content of that which was revealed at Sinai. So Yachol Afilu Takfa Alav Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, well, like, let's say, you know, you don't have the memory of Chacham Ovadia. You know, like, what are we going to do? We're going to say that everybody's walking around as a, you know, a bar ktila, that we all deserve, you know, capital punishment. So Talmud Lomar, Ufen Yasum Ovavcha Kol Yemei Chayacha, Enu Mischaye Benavsho Ad Sheyeshe Bisir Milibo. So the maskana is much gentler. It says, no, what we're talking about here is Ufen Yasum Ovavcha Kol Yemei Chayacha, like, somebody sits down and tries to really, you know, say, oh, you know, all of that girsa diyamkasa that I built up and all the things that I learned over the years, you know, what a waste of time. And they really, you know, connote a sense of, you know, more than toel arishonos, but a real sense of, you know, being mivaza, the things that they've learned, and they try. I mean, it's interesting, the Rambam understands the Yisr Daraisa of shichacha samalek in the same vein. When the Torah says lo sishkach, so the Rambam says, well, what does it mean? It doesn't really mean to forget. It means lahashlech evaso besinaso milvaveno. A person says, I don't care about Jewish history. I don't care that they attacked us. It's a long time ago. You know, in any way, you know, nationalism is so passe. You know, we're just global citizens here. So you know, that's the issue. The issue is dissociating yourself from Torah or dissociating yourself from Jewish history. Fine. Okay.
It's like Vayishkachei.
In my opinion, that's the root of it all. Zachar Saramashkim is Yosef Ayishkacheu. The Saramashkim, I totally agree that he went out of his way to forget Yosef. He was so ashamed of, you know, having needed the help of a Nar Ivri Eved that, you know, this is, you know, exactly right. He really wanted to, you know, erase that from his personal history. Okay, so as we indicated, the Rambam takes our Gemara as normative. The Rambam codifies everything that we saw. Right, Kiddushin Daf Lamed, Kishem Shechayev Adam Lamed Esbeno, Kach Uchayev Lamed Esbenbeno. So as we know, in the Rambam, I mean, anytime you have a Kishem and Kach, doesn't mean also, but it means likewise. It means it's the same exact Mechayev. Right, the way the Rambam read the Gemara is that there's a din of Limatim Osam Esbenechem. So what does B'nai Cha mean? Does it mean just, you know, F1, my own children, or is it more expansive? No, it's much more expansive than that, and includes the grandchildren as well, the F2. So Kachu Chayiv, Laminis Ben Beno, Shenemer, V'odatlam V'nechal Nei V'nechal. In other words, V'odatlam V'nechal Nei V'nechal is a Giloi Milsa on the scope of the Matamos Amis B'nai Cha. The Rambam did not think that from a qualitative standpoint, the nature of the Chiyuv changed very much, right? So father and grandfather have very, very, very similar roles. So,
Rabbi,
yes?
Is this to exclude Ben Bito?
Possibly. So we'll have to talk about that. Baruch Shekivan. The Kesef Mishnah wonders about that issue. It's not really clear from the Rambam. What it obviously hinges on is whether or not you think that the chiyuv to the grandchild is an extension of the chiyuv to the child. If you take the perspective that the chiyuv of the grandchild is an extension of the chiyuv to the child, so memela, Ben Bito can't exist because Bito can't exist. If you think it's a product of the independent relationship between grandparent and grandchild, so then you'd be very much motivated to say that, you know, Ben Bito is really no different than Ben Bino. So Baruch Shekivan is an excellent question. So V'lo Bino Ben Bino Bilvad, El Mitzel Kol Chacham V'Chacham Yisrael. This is what we call the expanding, you know, concentric circles. So from your nuclear family, you know, to your grandchildren, to, you know, all of the, you know, banim of Klal Yisrael, v'lamid is kol atalmidim afal pishen on banav. Interestingly, the Rambam says that this chiyuv is only chal on a chacham. This doesn't apply to just every Jew, but it means somebody really has something to offer. Shenemar v'shinant l'vanecha, v'pi ha'shmu alamdu banecha ilu talmidecha, shatalmidim kurim banim, shenemar v'yatsu b'nei neviim. So im kain, so the Rambam says, well, once you have this more universal obligation, so what's the whole point of limata mosa mes b'neichem, and, you know, ve'odat l'menecha le'banecha? So the Rambam says, im kein lama nitztav al b'no ve'al ben b'no, l'haktim b'no le'ven b'no, ven b'no le'ven chavero, v'chayev l'iskar melame l'vno l'lamdo, if you can't do it yourself, you're financially on the hook, ve'eno l'chayev l'lamid ben chavero, ela b'china, but you can't be coerced to pay, means, doesn't mean that it's not a great mitzvah, doesn't mean that it's not a great tzedakah, but you can't be coerced, you know, to pay for somebody else's kid's education. So fine. So the Rambam is really signaling to us how deeply he's convinced that Bino and Ben Bino is qualitatively the same obligation. Otherwise, you would never have the question, you know, then why are we, why did the Torah single out Limatamos Amis B'neichem over Vodat L'Vanach L'Ivnei Vanecha? Right, you could have said there was a qualitative difference, but the Rambam didn't believe that. He just believed that there was, you know, a sequential or an ordinal difference, that Bino is your first obligation. Let's say if a person could only take care of one, right, let's say they came to things a little bit later on, so you'd be first obligated to Bino, and then you'd be obligated to Ben Bino. That would be the order of operations. But qualitatively, and this is a very impressive shita, the Rambam truly believed that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah to Banim qualitatively was absolutely the same as to B'nei Banim. V'odat l'vanecha l'nei vanecha is really a Giloi Milsa in V'limatem Osam es B'deichem, which you can get from the Gemara and Kiddushin, but you don't have to get from the Gemara and Kiddushin. And as we'll see, the Ramban walked away, you know, with a pretty profoundly different impression. But before we get there, Lenny, you anticipated this, but let's put it to the record. What's that? Okay, I'm not sure. I remember that, but okay. So the Kesef Mishnah says, let's just get Lenny's question into the record. So the Rambam means to establish, you know, two points of distinction between biological children and, you know, spiritual children. You have a primary obligation, you know, to your own child, that actually takes priority. You have to prioritize learning with your own family over learning with others. You know, Vichensin Zatzal would often lament that outside of Brisk, this wasn't the common practice. In Brisk, this really was. They took this very seriously. You know, other, even Gedolei Olam, you know, sometimes the kids, you know, were really sacrificed for Lima Torah, you know, Lerabim, and was really considered, you know, a shame. Vichensin used to love to tell this story that, you know, his kids were learning. There's high school in Jerusalem, the Tiv Meir, so his kids are there, you know, and he used to go, you know, for night seder to learn with his kids, you know, like, you know, multiple times a week with all of them. And one of the Ramim there said, oh, this is so nice, it's so cute, you know, you come, you know, for night seder to learn with your kids, you know. And so Lichtenstein said, like, so nice, this is, what do you mean? This is my primary chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Like, the other stuff I do, if I don't have time for this, then I don't have time for anything. So, like, the person looked at him, you know, like, quizzically, like what's he talking about? But, you know, if you live in the Rambam world, and so that he did, which he did, right? So he took this really seriously. Of course, you know, his chiyuv, you know, to his children, was the first and primary chiyuv. So echad debno kodem, and we would all do well, you know, to remember that, especially, you know, those who are in, you know, communal positions, that family learning, you know, has to be the priority. And sheni debno chayav liskar lo malam meidim huenu yachol. If you can't do it yourself, so you get a paid tuition, aval ben chaver no chayav liskar lo malami. The dafka b'torach gufo nischayav, aval lo b'utzas v'mono. So a chacham has a chiyuv to be moser nefesh for a Talmud Torah for all of Klal Yisrael, v'shinat v'banecha ilu tamidecha, but you don't have to pay for it. V'efsher, now this is another fascinating part, l'das rabbeinu gam l'ben b'no chayav liskar lo malamid, right? That since the Rambam holds, the Kesef Mishnah is explaining, that ben b'no is qualitatively the same exact chiyuv as b'no, so then it would naturally follow that nobody should report this back to the day schools, because I don't want to get myself into trouble. But there's a tzad, maybe. At least don't use my name. Okay, if you have to, blame it on the Kesef Mishnah. So it could be that there's actually a chiyuv, since qualitatively the obligation is the same. L'shitas HaRambam, Kesef Mishnah is making the suggestion that chayev liskor lo milamed as well. Uben ben beno, nearly pashut, even though the Rambam did deal with this case, de kodin leven charero, de nakat ben beno, v'hu adin leven ben beno, v'loha habamati lemichta v'odatim lezarecha, and again, don't bother me that the pasuk happens to single out b'nei banim, says the Kesef Mishnah, because the Torah never really speaks in that way, de hava mina benos bichlal, because you would think that it includes all of the zara, v'loha misapkali, Lenny, this is your point, I ben bito kodin leven charero, de afshadin kodin ben charero, lehechad izchaya ba'aviv. So he's misupuk. He says that question he can't answer because he's not sure whether the Rambam is stipulating that, you know, your relationship with your grandson is a ben beno relationship or a grandson relationship. So he lives that as an ibaya dilo ifshita. Personally, I'm dubious of one point in the Kesef Mishnah, which I'm not going to spend more than, you know, just 30 seconds on. I'm not sure about his point about great-grandchildren. It seems to me like there's a lot of evidence in the Rambam. I'll cite one piece of evidence that, you know, Beno and Ben Beno are special categories. For example, the Mishnah in Haroah talks about, you know, the Chiyuv to make a bracha, Sha'asali Nes B'makom Hazeh, that if a person experienced a miracle in a place, so you have a Chiyuv to recite a bracha. And the Rambam says, you know, based on that Mishnah, and the subsequent Gemara, that the Rambam thinks that applies not only to the person, but hu adin livno uleven bino, but not to later generations. And I think it has a lot to do with the idea that being a great-grandparent is, I'm sure, quite amazing. And like I said, I have kina, you know, on many, many different levels here. But there is a different kind of relationship that can exist, I think, with bino and ben bino. And I think that there's evidence for that in the Rambam. So I'm not necessarily willing to say that it's a davar pashut, the Kesef Mishnah, that, you know, ben bino. I think that's a more speculative point. But again, this is, you know, very much a secondary issue.
There
so
might be a raya from the Torah, though, that would negate that. Gam b'nei malchir ben benashe.
Right. So yeah, nobody said that there's no nachas. I think there's special nachas. Yul du'al b'rkei Yosef. Vayar Yosef l'Efraim b'nei Shilishim. Right. Yeah. So there's something to it. I would say it's definitely, you know, kodem l'nachas. I'm just not sure about, you know, what the halachic implication of that would be. Okay, I see that. I got the gander of the great-grandparents up here, so I regret saying anything. Yeah.
It's like Yuldo and Birkei Yosef, they were like infants, basically.
Right.
So the point is, father, grandfather, it's still one lifetime, basically.
That's what I was driving at. So, Professor, you're coming to my defense. I was about to just retreat, you know, before I got myself, you know, too deep into the thick of things. Okay. But like I said, it's a very much, it's a tangential issue. Like I said, it's the role of grandparents at the Seder, not great-grandparents, so we can forget, you know, any of my hasagos on the Kesef Mishnah in this regard. Howie, yeah.
If we can discuss every day about the arayas of multiple generations,
right,
then you would think, you know, on the other side that there would be some kind of a special outlook.
Okay, so, you know, I again, now I don't want to be, I don't want you to think I'm being stubborn,
no,
but, you know, the whole point is,
not,
those are shneos, right? That's all a dinder abanan. All right. Okay, so, all right, I couldn't resist. All right, I'm going to extract myself from the thicket. All right, so let me take a look. Lenny, just give me a second. Let me take a look at the Ramban. So the Ramban, you know, really was the one, you know, who questioned the Rambam at the fundamental level. Again, the whole supposition of the Rambam is that qualitatively, responsibility to children and grandchildren is one and the same. So v'limata mosam es b'neichem is expanded to, you know, ve'odatem levanecha v'livnei vanecha. The chiyuv of limata Torah exists just the same. You know, if you could only do one, so b'no is kodem leven b'no, but qualitatively there really is no difference, and, you know, that may then indicate, as the Kesef Mishra says, a chiyuv mamonos, and many other fascinating, you know, possibilities. The Ramban, you know, famously, in two different places, you know, took a very different point of view about the Gemara and Kiddushin, which really is what I wanted to get to, and I think it establishes the unique role of grandparents, you know, on Leil HaSeder. The unique role of grandparents in general, because we're going to see it's not qualitatively the same as parents, but especially on Leil HaSeder, as we'll try to explain. So the Ramban, first in his Perish Al HaTorah, and then subsequently in his Hasagos, you know, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, you have to always look in both places, because sometimes you'll find, you know, that in one of the two places, you know, he has the money line that you just can't do without. Sometimes that's only in one of the two places, a great example of that. So the Ramban Al HaTorah, Raki Shar Mechah Pentishkach Zvarim, Az kshlo tishkechum v'tasum al mitasum, tachshavu chacham nevonim, v'im ta'av su'osam, mitoch shicha techash v'shotim lashon Rashi. This is Rashi says this is basically means that, you know, if you want to be, you know, kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem l'inei amim, you should keep the Torah, and if you want to be known as fools, so don't. So v'enu nachon klal, aval kasav azel lefi daiti mitzvos lo sasei. This is the Ramban's, you know, breakthrough, where he said there's an issa daraisa to forget Maimed Har Sinai. Hizir ba ma'od, ki kasher amar, shenizar b'chol ha-mitzvos, nishmar ha-chukim, mishpatim, masosam, chazar v'amar, rakani mazir ha-ma'od, li'sham v'lishmar atzucha ma'od, ma'od. The language is even interesting. Lizkor me'ayin bo yelech ha-mitzvos. You have to remember the source of it all. Where did this all start? Obviously, Maimed Har Sinai. Shelo tishkach Maimed Har Sinai, mikol dvarim, Asher Roe Nachat really is the choreography, Hakolos, Velapidim, the sound and light show, Eskevodov, Eskodlo, Dvar, Vasher Shamat, Shamitoch Eish, Visodia Kol Advarim, Vasher Roe Nachat, Mamaimar Hanichbaru, Levanacha, Vlivne Vanacha Ad Olam, and then there's an even assay component to transmit what it is that you saw, right, to children and grandchildren. Purishatam, Ki Hashem Asa Maimarahu, the whole reason that there was this public, you know, revelation instead of Hashem just speaking to Moshe, who could reveal content to us, Kadesha Tilmadu the Yirao so called Yamim, Vesbnechem Tilamdun Ladoros Olam, Imkain, right, Asu, you know, Itam Kacha, the Al Tishkechu Oso. Vine, Kodem Shiaskar Dibros and Embrisham. So before the Torah and Sefer Devarim repeats the Dibros, Hizer B'mitzvos Losa say that there's an Issa Daraisa, Shalunishkach Davar Mina Mamadahu, that we should remember on an experiential level what happened. Velo Nisirehu Milibenu Leolam, as Pasuk says. This is where the Ramban says pretty clearly that he thinks there's a corollary mitzvah saseh to actually tell the story of what it was like, you know, to hear the kol ha-shofar, and everybody was camped around the mountain, and there was vahi anan v'achoshech, and all of that. Mitzvah mitzvah saseh shenodia bo l'chol zareinu midor l'dor kol ma shahaya sham b'ri'iyo v'shmiya. V'atoelas v'mitzvah zos gedola ma'od. Right, and there's a very pragmatic function to this. Had Moshe received, you know, the Torah in some kind of a private, you know, rendezvous with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, even though, you know, we would have, you know, said that the veracity of Moshe's prophecy was beyond a doubt, people wouldn't necessarily be swept off their feet, but doubt would creep in. People would say, all right, Moshe did miracles, and, you know, whoever it is also doing miracles. When we experience revelation directly, right, you know, you saw it, you didn't get it, you know, klisheni from Moshe and Rabbeinu, will be able to repudiate anything that anybody who disputes this, or even anybody who tries to introduce a suffix into this, Unishakir or so, and will demonstrate that he is, you know, telling a lie. Lo yolilu os lo yatzilu mofes min amisa biadenu, and will, you know, react aggressively towards him. Ki anachnu ayodim b'shakrusa, we know, you know, quite personally, because we experience it. If we didn't experience it directly, we have it from our parents and our grandparents. We have it at this like visceral level that this person is prevaricating. Zeu sham resham v'gam b'chol yaminu le'olam kishenat natik gam ken adavar levanenu. When we transmit properly, yedu shaya adavar emes b'lo safek kiilu ra'u kol adoros. Because when you hear things from your parents and your grandparents, it's real to you. Their experiences become your experiences. This is part of why I mentioned, you know, the idea of making a bracha l'neis hu adin livno l'ven b'no, right? Your parents' experiences are your experiences. Your grandparents' experiences are your experiences. I'm not sure that goes yet another generation. Because the parent-child relationship is sacrosanct. The grandparent-grandchild relationship, we're not going to mislead them. We're not going to deceive them. It's all real. And they'll believe us wholeheartedly. So validating Maamar Har Sinai is the ultimate guarantor of fealty to the substance of revelation, to the Torah itself. That's the Ramban. Now, substantively, yeah, just one second, Professor, let me just get in the one line from the Asagos and then turn it back over to you. So, you know, substantively, the Ramban says exactly the same thing in his Asagos on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. This is Sheikh Chazal Aben Beis, a very famous piece. But he adds one line which makes the whole shiur. You can easily miss this because, you know, 99% of it is in the same. But if you start skimming, you know, you risk losing the gems. So the Ramban then adds at the very end of that essay, this is the only part that I had to reproduce because it's almost verbatim. He says, "Al titoya bazeh mipnei derashim pirka kamba de kiddushin." And don't be misled in terms of the meaning of this pasuk, you know, as the Rambam ostensibly was. Right, as the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that there's a chiyuv to teach your grandchildren Torah, ve'odatan levanecha nevanecha, don't be misled, levanecha nevanecha, believe in HaTorah levnevanim, ki limud emunas HaTorah, hu halimud batorah. So the Ramban says something stunning. He says, what that Gemara means is that there's a qualitatively distinct responsibility that the Gemara in Kiddushin is developing. It's not the Rambam. It's not Shem Shechai Badam Alamidus Beno, Kachu Chayav Alamidus Ben Beno, and then you have issues of Kedimos and Mamanos and all of that. The Ramban says what that Gemara meant to say is that there is a special quality, special din of Limud HaTorah to Bnei Vanim, but it's not meant to be exactly the same as the father-son, Mitzvos HaBein Ala'av. Right? What is it geared towards? Look at the Makor. You know, if you want to understand the nature of a din, all you have to do is look at its source. So what's the source of Odat Levanecha Levanecha? Is teaching the grandchild to have faith in the Torah. And this is something that grandparents are really, you know, uniquely suited to do. So if you'd ask me, you know, what's the role of the grandfather, you know, for the Rambam, it's, you know, very similar to the role of the father. For the Ramban, right, it really couldn't be more different. The father is, you know, out there to teach, you know, both substantively and methodologically, and the grandparents can engage in that. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, and that's a wonderful Talmud Torah experience. But primarily, the way the Ramban understood what the grandfather can bring to the table here is something quite different. It's what he called limud emuna satorah ve'odatam levanecha levnevanecha, is to give a grandchild the sense of masorah. And here, the sort of speak weakness of the grandfather, which is that he's separated by not just one, but by two generations. So the, you know, everybody knows that when you're a kid, you know, you think about anybody, you know, when you're, especially you're a little child, so if anybody's like, you know, over 15, so the difference between 17 and 47 and 77, it's very, you know, small. It's all, you know, just something amorphous out there. So, you know, in a good sense, your person's grandparent, you know, like, you met this person has, you know, been alive since, you know, Sheshes and Mabreshes. Over time, that changes, but you know, that's part of, but, and that might be in some sense a liability, because sometimes, you know, people think that their, you know, grandparents might not necessarily know how to use TikTok or whatever it is. And so, you know, how much, you know, how much could they really have to offer? But me'idach kisa, that weakness really becomes a strength from the Ramban's perspective, because if your grandparent is out there to instill in you a sense of masorah, right? The natural sense that the grandchild has, that the grandparent goes all the way back, that is a unique contribution that the grandparent can make, what he calls limud amunas ha-Torah hu'a limud ba-Torah. So where the Ramban parted ways with the Rambam was really in a fundamental sense. It's not kishem and kaf, it's not qualitatively the same din of limud ha-Torah. When the grandparent studies with the grandchild, what they're looking more than anything else to engender is a sense of masorah, is a sense of the veracity of the Torah, is a sense of emunas ha-Torah. And I want to just, you know, point out two things about that. Number one, I think when a child has that experience, then the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos uniquely comes to life. Remember, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos seemingly, you know, had like a completely different take, which is, you know, that a person who forgets what they learn, Raki Shama the Chashmor Navshcha Ma'od, person who forgets Torah is like ki'ilu guilty of a capital crime. And then the Mishnah says, no, what are we talking about? Somebody who, you know, wants to dissociate themselves from Torah. When a person is fortunate enough to have an early childhood experience where their grandparents were able to instill in them, you know, a sense of masorah, right? This is not going to happen. People are not going to Achieshe Visir Milibo, because that creates a kind of a bond, an emotive and affective bond with Torah that lasts a lifetime. Moreover, you know, even at the level of Yediyas HaTorah, when you've been inspired by, you know, two generations prior to take this seriously with a sense of Kim Chayenu V'Erech Yamenu, it's just much less likely, even empirically, that you'll forget things, because you know, you relate to this as something of the highest degree of importance. So grandparents, I think in general, have an extremely important role to play in terms of spiritual development. Their, you know, real sphere is limud emunas ha-Torah, hu'a limud ba-Torah. That's the Ramban's enormous contribution to this discussion. But I think that this really uniquely expresses itself, you know, on Seder night. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of Parashas Bo, you know, Boal Paro, Kiani Hichbati, Eslibo, Beslev Abadav, Laman Shisio, Sosayele, Bekirbo, Laman Tisaper, Biazne Vincha, Uven Bincha, Esa Sher Hisalalti Bimitzrayim. That is to say, I believe everything I said is true, it's a din quali, but there's a din prati in Leil HaSeder. If anybody here is going to have the opportunity to spend Sedarim with grandchildren, it is the night of the year where Limud Amunas HaTorah takes on, you know, the greatest significance. All of the discussions that we have based on the Mechilta of Ma'avoda Hazos Lachem, etc., which are really just ways of getting at, you know, why is this relevant to me? Why should I care to be part of this? Why should I be Moser Nefesh to be part of this? So that's the Emunah Satora. We go back to basics. We go back to fundamentals in the context of Leil HaSeder, and grandparents, through their sheer presence and through their impact, you know, have really a singular role in terms of shaping, you know, creating these memories of Seder night and, you know, shaping generations to come. And, you know, there's a beautiful Gemara that I just wanted to, and then I'll throw it back over. I think the professor has a hair and then Lenny as well. I'll just, you know, conclude my remarks here with a statement a little bit later on in that Gemara, which I think, you know, sort of captures the essence of the Ramban's, you know, beautiful and, you know, original interpretation of the Gemara. So the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed says, Amar Yeshua ben Levi kol melamed as ben beno Torah. We don't say this about beno. It's only ben beno. Malav akasav ki'ilu kibla mehar Sinai. Shenemar ve'odat l'menech l'nevanech v'samech lei yom asher amat l'fnei Hashem l'vkecha b'chorev. So somebody who teaches their grandchild Torah, especially if you accept, like the Ramban, against the Rambam, that it's a qualitatively different mechayev. The mechayev isn't so much, you know, just an expansion of Imat Mosam Espenechem, but it's really what I like to call the Emunah Satorah. So then, you know, the impact of that is it's like stretching back to Maimad Har Sinai itself. It's the ultimate Masorah experience. A person, you know, who's really able to, you know, conceptualize their responsibility as a grandparent to engender a sense of Emunah Satorah within the grandchildren, you know, then reciprocally, it's like they receive the Torah directly from Har Sinai. We say about them that they've achieved like the ultimate in terms of what it means to be, you know, a living, breathing member of, you know, the that the Rav used to call the covenantal community, stretching back to Har Sinai itself. So again, what I'm suggesting is, you know, every day of the year, there's a special quality to grandparent-grandchild relationships based on the Ramban. It's not just an iteration of the chiyuv of the father. But for the, you know, for the Leil HaSeder, which is really a night, which takes us back to the very beginning, the very dawn of our people, and really instilling a sense of the veracity of it all, you know, the role of the grandparent, I don't think, can be exaggerated. It's no surprise that, you know, even in Chumash itself, the role of the grandparent becomes, you know, really amplified within the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because I think it's the form of Limud HaTorah that's really most specialized to Emunas HaTorah. We're trying to instill a sense of fealty to something which is precious, you know, intergenerationally, the grandparent can, I think, achieve more maybe on that night than, you know, any other night of the year. It's a singular opportunity. So again, for anybody who may be having this in practice, you know, it's something to make the most out of. And I agree with very much with what was said at the beginning that grandparents in the context of the Siddharim are certainly not just, you know, vendors for Afikoman presents. The Ramban says they're much more than that, and I feel that way. So let me just go to Professor, and then I think Lenny, you also had a Hayara, and then we'll take it across the hall. Professor, go ahead.
Yeah,